Let me tackle the issue both politically and technically. Politically, I think we've achieved near universalization. 183 countries have signed the treaty, 164, and maybe 166 in the next couple of weeks would have ratified the treaty. We talk about over 90% of the international community that is saying no and never to nuclear testing. So politically, it's an achievement. But politically, this achievement seems to be darkened, if I can use this word, by the fact that 8 remaining countries are basically taking hostage the international community by not ratifying the treaty to allow its entry into force. And this is a problem that we have. And we need some action. We need a political will to try and move in that situation. Now, technically, I think we've done it all. We have now an international monitoring system that is effective, although 92% completed. But we've proven that the 90% completion of the international monitoring system provides better than what was anticipated at the design of the system. Now, where do we move from there? You have a technical success and a lack of political action or political will.
What do you think of the idea coming from the United States to get a Security Council resolution calling for the end of nuclear tests?
The issue of the Security Council resolution coming as an initiative of the Obama administration, from my part as head of the organization that served the purpose of this treaty, anything that pushes the agenda of the entry into force forward and closer, we buy it. This is what I would say. Is the resolution something that will help the 8 remaining countries as a background to move on their ratification? Maybe. Who knows? Is the resolution stopping or circumventing the ratification process from those countries? I wouldn't think so. Even if President Obama succeeds in getting a resolution by consensus at the Security Council, it will not stop the Senate to advise and consent on the Comprehensive Test Ban Treaty. So that's the responsibility, and this is U.S. domestic politics.
The next review cycle for the non-proliferation treaty is supposed to start in May 2017. Are you optimistic about the willingness of the international community to get a nuclear weapon-free world?
The NPT, let me first start by how it ended last year with no consensus document. I could say I am optimistic if the international community takes it that they should focus on the consensus issue to build upon them before moving on the issue that are of serious difficulty right now. Is it possible to get immediately on the world free of nuclear weapon? It is my wish too. But we have a low-hanging fruit, that is the ratification and the entry into force of the Comprehensive Test Ban Treaty, a key element in the process of non-proliferation. Let's solve that key element. Let's use it as a backbone to move on a world free of nuclear weapon. For me, if the international community cannot get an agreement on saying no and never to nuclear testing, I will find it difficult to achieve a world free of nuclear weapon. We might not achieve it in our lifetime, but it's all about what we want to prepare for the future generation. And I think we all have a moral responsibility there.